Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a COVID-19 update in New York. We know that unlike many of the hotspots around the country, we're seeing the curve flattening. And I know you're going to start out on Long Island.
That's right. Over the weekend, there were no reported deaths on Long Island on July 4th and only one on July 3rd throughout the entire island. And that's a marked downturn from what we were seeing in April, where and some days you had as many as 140 deaths in one day alone. So all the numbers are kind of trending in the right way in that regard. The state's overall infection rate right now of tests is less than 1%, which is good. Long Island is going to hit phase 4 of the reopening this week, which is where pretty much the rest of upstate has been. New York City goes to phase 3 this week, although that will not include indoor dining, officials wanting to err on the side of cautiousness there, in part because, you know, like I said, the numbers were good over the July 3rd and 4th reporting weekend. But at the same time, folks are worried about a spike of everyone now returning home after being out on the July 4th weekend.
Let's go from that to an interesting story about a couple of Democrats who have a bill to make college students poll workers. Explain.
Yeah, this is going to be introduced this week. Senator Todd Kominsky, Democrat from Long Island, and Assemblywoman Nellie Rozic from New York City are going to introduce a bill that would allow college students to be poll workers this fall across New York. The issue here is that traditionally, poll workers, if you're familiar with going out, more than half the poll workers in the state are over 60 years old. A lot of retirees do this as part of public service. Well, on June 23rd, on primary day, there were problems all across the state with not enough poll workers showing up because of concerns about COVID-19. Right now, the state law requires you, if you want to be a poll worker, to live in the election district that you serve. And so that kind of tightly limits who can be there. The bill that these two legislators would present would waive that residency requirement and allow college students to serve as poll workers. The idea is that what with COVID-19 concerns, we need to expand the pool of people so that there could be more poll workers so that all the poll sites can be open on election day.
Yancey, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.